92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on a Wednesday. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Now, coming up here at the beginning of next hour, so from 5 o'clock until 5:30, we're going to be joined by Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty. She's going to give us a full real estate update for the local area. So she'll be joining us for the next hour, for a half an hour, and she'll answer your questions. Just text them into us at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. The top stories going on in the news here. Of course, the big thing, Fed did indeed do what we thought they were going to do. They raised the interest rate another 0.75 point. So the market acted like they were shocked. What? They said they were going to do it. We didn't believe them, but they really did it. Yes, they really did it. So the stock market reacted by going ahead and dropping 500 points in the Dow. And big reason, I think, for that, though, was because wasn't necessarily because they raised the rate. I think it was mainly because they were like, we raised the rate, and we're still planning to raise the rate again. I think that's the reason why the market reacted that way. Like, what? Enough's enough. President Biden is set to deliver a major speech on democracy. And I guess it'll be ahead of the midterms. He's going to do this before next Tuesday. He's going to give this big speech. Last-ditch effort to rally voters behind democracy. All right. I guess we're abandoning the republic. I don't know. So, all right. By the way, his place where he's going to be giving this speech is going to be Union Station in Washington, D.C. At Union Station. So, all right. Well, okay. We'll see how that. I don't know why Union Station. That seems weird, but especially because there's been a lot of criticism that Amtrak's second busiest station in the country was deemed unsafe recently. And many people are blaming it on Democrat policies. And so the Democrat leader is going to go there and be like, we need more of this in the country. I don't think that's, of course, you know, most people don't understand the underlying messages behind those kinds of things, but there you go. The White House has accused North Korea of shipping artillery to Russia. Yeah, they probably are. I mean, come on. We know that they're allies. You know, so it's not a big surprise that they're getting help. Then you've got people like Obama rallying Democrats in Nevada. President Trump rallying Republicans, predicting a Republican wave. The big red wave you keep hearing about. Then Oregon's mayor a mayor in Oregon, was charged with an attempted murder in a Halloween road rage incident from Rufus, Oregon. If I was from Rufus, Oregon, I would never tell anybody, and much less try to become the mayor of such a place. It's like when I lived in Texas, there was a city there called Buda, B-U-D-A, but they called it Buda. It was like, I'm in Buda. This sounds like it's very, yeah, I don't like it. I'm from Rufus and Buda. Sounds like Rufus married Buda and you got Oklahoma. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
News Radio Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Torcus and Causey Insurance Benefits. Roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. You are going to see some slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be Highway 90 Causeway eastbound, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. And News Radio Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. It is open enrollment, so get the most for your insurance. Call Torgerson Causey today, 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So private companies added 240,000 jobs in October. That's up almost 50,000 from September. And wages increased 7.7%. Hey, that's very good news. It's not still quite up to, inflation, but rising is, that's a positive thing. Positive news right there. We mentioned yesterday, Benjamin Netanyahu is looking to win the third election for prime minister in 4 years. There's been five elections for prime minister over the past 4 years. Well, this is the fifth. And he's looking to win it the third time. But the thing is the reason why they've had all these elections is because they got this strange government there, this strange system in their parliament where you have to, quote, form a government. And in order to do that, you have to basically have a majority of people who – so you can't just win the majority of the vote from the people. You have to get the support from the majority in their parliament. He wasn't able to do that previous times. The next person who won after that also wasn't able to form the government. So here they got another election. Now it's looking like he might actually have enough support. And this time, he won't have just enough support to form Israel's an official government, but it'll be the most right-wing government in their history, according to some, is what they're saying. All right, that's a very interesting one right there. And mortgage rates fell for the first time in months. Now, of course, this is before the Feds raised the interest rate again another 0.75 point. So I doubt it's going to last very long, but it did drop just a little bit right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I haven't been able to watch the World Series at all. Finally was able to watch Game 3 last night between the Phillies and the Astros. I don't know if you could call that World Series. That was like the home run derby. That was what that was. That was a lot of explosion. A lot of balls flying off bats going into the stands. It was pretty exciting if you're a Phillies fan. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come on up here next. We've got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Have you downloaded our mobile app yet? What? You haven't? Oh, you should. You can listen to live stream anytime. You can also listen to podcasts of this show. You can listen to podcasts of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. And you've also got and we also have news on there. And we're still getting used to the mobile app ourselves. But it has push notification features on there. So we can let you know if there is any kind of, there's a fire over here, bad traffic accident over there, or this thing happened over there. So download our mobile app and you'll be able to sign up for the push notifications when we start rolling those things out whenever there's emergencies only. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby. I got a text here where I was saying Rufus, Oregon is where this mayor is in trouble. Rufus. It just sounds terrible to me. Rufus, Oregon, along with Buda, Texas. Sounds like Rufus and Buda got married and made Oklahoma. Doesn't it? Right?
I always think of Rufus as the naked mole rat in Kim Possible. of a naked mole rat.
Isn't Rufus the name of the werewolf dude in Harry Potter?
I think
Rufus
so.
Lupin?
I think so.
I think it's Rufus is the first name. Yeah. I know they just call him Professor Lupin, but I think his first name is Rufus. I don't know.
So nothing good.
Nothing good. Either a werewolf or, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it just, here's the text. It's not as bad as saying you're from Beaver, Oregon, though. Yeah, that's a bad one, too. There's a lot of bad city names out there. I don't think we really have bad ones around here, though. You know, they're all pretty good. They're just like normal names that you go, yeah, okay, that's okay. All right, it's Pensacola. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, coming up at 5 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Christina Leavenworth from Rinke Realty. She's going to do a half hour in studio here answering your questions about real estate. Also coming up on Friday through Sunday, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is set. It's going to be 3 days of painting, sculptures, jewelry, Pensacola Symphony, crafts, and food. Admission to the festival is free. Check out more details on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Federal Reserve Chairman says it's premature to talk about pausing the interest rate hikes.
We need ongoing rate hikes to get to that level of sufficiently restrictive. And we don't really know exactly where that is.
Jerome Powell says we have a ways to go yet. Of course, the Fed announcing its latest 0.75% rate hike today. Talked about this a little bit over Halloween, Bobby, but now an Illinois man facing charges for handing out candy in bags that previously contained marijuana.
Oh, it did happen.
It did. You said it would. You're quite the prognosticator.
I knew it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so give me the details here.
All right, so apparently he was reusing the bags that like the edibles came in.
Yeah.
So the bags themselves smelled like marijuana and contained residue, but they say they do not know if the candy itself was infused or not with marijuana.
Okay.
But apparently a parent called in their concerns after finding the bag and opening it up and smelling it.
That's so weird. Why would somebody do that? You got some marijuana. What? So he was putting candy inside a package, like by hand?
Right. Yes. It was apparently they were used, from what the suspect says, the bags had just previously been used. He saved the bags and repackaged candy in them to give out for Halloween.
Like, I'm just trying to picture, like, why would you do this? Like, why would you do this? You're just going to buy a big bag of, like, Sour Patch Kids? Is that what it is? You're buying a huge bag of Sour Patch Kids because you get a cheaper discount on them? And you, in the meantime, you got all these packages of these old edibles that you used to have. You're like, oh, I've just got those airing out. Let me just pop those suckers open and reseal them with some tape. And just fill them up. Is that the idea?
Apparently, yeah. There's no good reason to do this. I have absolutely no idea why he would.
Maybe he was high.
I'm thinking he might have had. Exactly. That was what I was like, maybe he had a little bit too many of the edibles. Like, I have this brilliant idea. I'm going to go buy a big bag of Sour Patch gummies, and I'm going to fill up all these little bags that I just finished eating a bunch of Stone Patch gummies, and I'm going to refill them. That's not good. Yeah, I'm surprised to see that, though, because I was actually looking for stories. I wonder if anybody got any drugs on accident. So technically, they didn't get drugs on accident, but drug-laced packaging.
Yeah, this is the first story I've seen with anything like this so far this year. So apparently, it's not a very common thing, but
no.
You said it would happen, and here we are.
There, it's close enough. Yeah. All right, this is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. You will see slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be on the causeway as you're moving eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace. News Radio Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. If you have a traffic tip, make sure to call 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I have an update for you on, well, it's kind of dealing with election stuff. There was a congresswoman who is trying to join the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and was denied. Might surprise you about the reason why. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Woo!
So Myra Flores, she is a representative from Texas. She was prevented from joining the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. This is the leading caucus for Latino members of Congress. Why was she refused? Well, of course, because she's not Democrat. That's right. She is Latino. She is Hispanic. But she's Republican. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, coming up next Tuesday, that's election night, right after this show's over, Andrew McKay is going to join me, and we'll be having full election night coverage from 7 o'clock until about 10 o'clock. Then we hand things over to WEAR to continue on. So you can tune in on air, online, and on the new mobile app. Just download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app on your phone in order to listen to us that way as well. We have the local, state, and national election results. Will there be a red wave? Will Florida go as expected? We'll find out next Tuesday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. So top three stories here for you. The Feds raised the interest rate again, another 0.75 points, and they hinted at smaller rate hikes coming. So this stuff, I mean, they raised them very, very quickly. 0.75 points. Was this the fourth time now? And now they still plan to raise them even further, just at a slower rate, maybe only like 0.25 points. Private companies added 240,000 jobs in October. It's up 50,000 jobs from the month before. And President Biden is set to deliver a major speech on democracy ahead of the midterms. Yeah, and then who's going to give the speech on Republicanism? Huh? No, nobody? No. So I don't even know what that's about, but they're saying it's a political type speech. I don't know. We'll see. You know, one of the tests of that is the last time he gave a speech to address the nation. Remember how we carried it, but no TV stations did. Like, none of the national TV did or anything like that. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? It's because they got a transcript of the speech ahead of time and they went, oh, this is a campaign speech, not an address to the nation. It was a campaign speech, and so they didn't carry it. We didn't have that privy to be able to get the speech ahead of time, so we're like, we're going to carry this address to the nation. And it was like, this is all spin. But, you know, hey, so we'll see if they're going to broadcast it. We'll probably still carry it, though. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Game 4 of the World Series tonight, 7:03 on Fox. The Phillies have a 2-1 lead against the Houston Astros. I don't know if you saw last night's game. It was like a home run derby. Something with the pitcher must have been tipping himself off or something. Bryce Harper hits a home run, the first pitch out to him in the first inning. And then you saw him whispering to a teammate something. That teammate goes out, hits a home run. Teammate after that hits a home run. It was like, okay, he must be tipping people off or something. They must know what pitches are coming because it got crazy. It was fun to watch. I'm not even a Phillies fan. That was exciting to watch. The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight with the Boston Celtics taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs surprising everybody with a 5-1 record. That'll be at 6:30 on ESPN. Then the late game on ESPN at 9 o'clock will be the Memphis Grizzlies against the Portland Trailblazers. NHL hockey will be on TNT beginning at 6:30 tonight with Pittsburgh against Buffalo. And we do have some Wednesday night college football going on. Central Michigan is playing Northern Illinois, and Western Michigan is playing, Bowling Green, Bowling Green State. Both of those games are on at 6 o'clock. One's on ESPNU, one is on ESPN2. In sports news, the big news in the NFL today, it looks like Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, might actually be interested in selling the team. He's hired a bank to explore selling the Commanders. Explore means, will we get enough money for it to make it worth our while? The Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who's been suspended all season, He's on track to start December 4th. Then the Brian Robinson, who of the Commanders, he was shot, and the suspect is 17 years old. Who's the guy that shot him? He's that came out today. He was shot a while ago, but this story just came out today about that. Then in college, Kansas has suspended Bill Self and an assistant for 4 games for some recruiting violations. According to sources, Gonzaga is now in talks of joining the Big 12 shortly after BYU just joined the Big 12. And in the NBA, Kevin Durant says he was shocked to find out that Steve Nash was fired, even though Kevin Durant was looking to get traded in the offseason because of Steve Nash. Now apparently he's shocked that he was fired. And China has won the men's team title at the Gymnastics Worlds. The U.S. missed getting a medal. Let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio, traffic on the fives. Roads are looking good right now. We do have some stop-and-go traffic on Highway 90 as you're heading eastbound from Pensacola to Pace. News Radio, traffic on the fives is brought to you by All Pro Tune-Up across the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship, servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. If you have a traffic tick, just make sure to call in at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Elon Musk is taking over Twitter, right? We all know this. And we already announced the reports that the new blue check mark is going to cost $8 a month if you want to keep your blue check mark. I've seen conservatives even upset over this thing. It's not just liberals. Conservatives are, what? I earned my blue check mark. I had my blue check mark before Elon Musk was even on Twitter. And now I have to pay him? It's not my fault he spent $44 billion on a piece of junk thing. Well, then you can leave the platform. Like, stop complaining. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Well, he's also come out because there's buzz that by Monday, President Trump will be back on Twitter. By Monday, Trump and all the others that got kicked off. Elon Musk comes out today and says, actually, nobody will be allowed back on until we have a process in place first. He says that they will have a content moderation council, and it will include representatives with widely divergent views, which will certainly include civil rights community and groups who face hate-fueled violence. And so yes, there will be something, but he goes, but the company will continue to combat hate, harassment, and enforce its election integrity policies. And people will be allowed back on who've been banned, but not until a clear process has been established first, which could take a few weeks. So we're talking after the midterms is when it'll finally come about. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, programming note here for you. Coming up here at 5 o'clock, well, right after WAAR News Update, we will have we'll have Christina Leavenworth in. She's going to give us a full local real estate update, and we're going to answer your questions. So if you got any questions for us, then be sure to text those to us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, I got a couple stories here for you. One is Frito-Lay's is getting a little bit of buzz pertaining to a new product that they have. And do you park your garage in your car? That's weird. Don't do that. Do you park your car in your garage, though? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you saved me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to do you like Michael.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, coming up here in about 9 minutes, Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty will join us, giving us a local real estate update. She'll be answering your questions in studio. So if you got any questions about what you think's going on or what might be going on or whatever, well, she'll be in here to answer those questions. There is, I got an update for you on Frito-Lay's. They're the ones that make like Doritos and Cheetos and stuff like that. They got a new little product coming out. I got to let you know about this thing. It's getting a lot of buzz. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, venues across the Gulf Coast are going to have events featuring songwriters as part of the annual Frank Brown Songwriters Festival, and this starts tonight. A lot of these artists may be names you don't recognize, but you might know their songs. The writers of many hit songs are going to be playing their interpretations throughout this festival. There's about 400 different artists. Some of those, including Dean Dillon, Jim Moose Brown, a different Moose from our Big Moose, I do believe, and also famous pro wrestler-turned-musician Mickey James. The first events of the festival starting tonight in Perdido.
In Perdido, very nice. I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Do you like Doritos, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Love them.
What's your favorite Dorito flavor?
Cool Ranch.
He goes to Cool Ranch. Gracie?
I would say my favorite's Cool Ranch. I also like the purple kind. I don't know what it's called.
The spicy chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite, is the spicy chili one. Next would be Cool Ranch. I actually don't really like the nacho one very much, to be honest. It's just got, I don't like the nacho flavor that much. But it is, they're not bad, though. My favorite would be the purple one, the spicy sweet chili. And then it goes with the Cool Ranch. I've had some other ones too. They've had some like white cheddar one I got one time recent. It's pretty good. And I don't know, they've got some other flavors out there. I don't like the new 3D ones though. The 3D ones have a weird aftertaste.
I was gonna say, I don't know what they're called or what it's about, but it's a Dorito flavor. It's made by Doritos, but the like packaging of it looks like old time Doritos.
Oh yes.
I don't know what
like
it is.
Like the plain one?
Plain one, but it's not the normal Doritos. Those are good. I like those more than the normal red ones.
Yeah, those are pretty good too, yeah. And I do like the white cheddar one. I eat that one too. So Frito-Lay's makes Doritos. They make Sun Chips. Ooh, I do like Sun Chips too. Sun Chips are pretty good. And they make Cheetos, which I don't like Cheetos. Cheetos are weird. Although, what was that? There was some show recently, somebody was eating Cheetos with toothpicks. Not toothpicks. What are they doing? Was it chopsticks? They're eating Doritos with chopsticks in some movie recently. And I was like, that is weird. And they're like, well, I do this because it doesn't make your fingers orange. I'm like, actually, I might try that now. Anyway, Frito-Lay's is getting a lot of buzz because they're coming out with new minis. I just went blank on the chip. What's the chip that comes in the can? Pringles. They come in a Pringles-style can. But instead of being stacked like Pringles do, it's just a bunch of mini versions of Doritos in one canister. So, or a mini version of Sun Chips. Or, I guess, mini Cheetos? I don't know, that's kind of weird. But getting a lot of buzz. Because people are like, oh man, because now you got this little container of these smaller versions of Doritos. So now you can just literally open up your pie hole and shove them down your mouth. Just let them go right down the gullet. They're like, ah. Right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio, traffic on the fives. Roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. Everyday slowdowns on Highway 90. Checking in clear on 98. See something else? Just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, 36, according to this new survey, 36%, so this is more than one out of three, 36% of Americans' garages are so cluttered they can't put their car in it. It's not a car garage. It's a storage unit. Oh, yes. It seems like they usually start off as a place for the vehicle, but eventually they get pushed out with workbenches and boxes and just old mattresses and fridges and Christmas decorations and stuff. So more than one third of Americans like, no, I can't park my car in my garage. It's not enough room.
Well, when you teased it and you asked, do you put your car in your garage? I was like, well, then where are you supposed to put all the stuff that you hoard? It's too hot to go in the attic.
That you hoard. Yeah, exactly. 62% admit that their garage is the most cluttered space in their home. 62%, way more than half. Like, yeah, that's just a clutter. And I was like, what do you want me to do with this? Just throw it in the garage. We'll get to it later. 10 years later. Where is it? Somewhere in the garage. Oh, no. That's this thing. Not surprisingly, people would prefer to have a more organized garage. They just don't. So there you go. It's just, you know, I look at that too, and I used to always laugh about that when I was a realtor in Texas for years, is going into the garage. Well, let's go check the garage out. And then sometimes these, you know, people I'm trying to sell their house are like, well, I don't think you want to go in there. What do you mean? They're like, we think there was an animal in there. So we haven't been in there for 2 years. We think it's the animal's house now. That's Robbie the raccoon's domain at this point. So we don't know we don't even know if we have permission to sell Robbie the raccoon's house anymore. So we're just selling the house, the garage, at Robbie the raccoon's. So, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, it is funny. But I was talking to a friend of mine who's one like that. His garage is a storage unit, essentially. And we were talking about it because I'm one who's like, if my garage gets too full, I start throwing crap away so that I can put my car in it or my motorcycle. And I'm like, I need a place to park the motorcycle and the car. So I'll start throwing stuff away. But my friend's like, what? No, just keep it outside and do this and this. And so we're talking about it. And he said, it's cheaper to just park my car outside than for me to go get a storage unit. He's like, I have too much stuff. I will get a storage unit. But instead of getting a storage unit, I'd rather just use my garage and just keep my car parked outside. Like, that's his mentality. Like, he's not one that's ever like, oh, I wish I had a place to park my car. He's like, no, I park my car on the street, and the garage is my storage unit that I am already paying for as part of the mortgage. All right, that's a different way to think about it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Here's so they are making crumbs in a can, and people are excited. Yes. About the Frito Minis. So, because it's in a Pringles type can, but they're making mini versions of like Doritos or Sun Chips. And so they're making crumbs in a can and people are getting excited. They're very excited, actually. So it's kind of funny. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, you know how everybody was worried about fentanyl being in kids' candy for Halloween? Well, I bet you didn't expect this one. A lady in Maryland, Edgewater, Maryland, was arrested, 45 years old, because she stood in her front yard screaming obscenities at the trick-or-treaters going by and then flashing them. 45-year-old woman flashing trick-or-treaters. Yeah, she was arrested. She's facing charges for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct. And I don't know. There's so many other things you could probably charge her with on that. So, yeah. Apparently, she hates Halloween and wanted people to skip her house. And that was her method of doing it. There's got to be more creative ways to handle that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Midterm elections. Tune in that night to listen to Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi break down local, state, and nationwide election results.
From Escambia County schools after it was deemed to have inappropriate sexual content.